special excitement feel?
It was a tough, hard-fought game. You got to give both both teams a lot of credit. I thought Schaefer Hall was outstanding again. You know, he did the same thing at our place for five innings, just made great pitches, kept us confused on what he was doing, and did the same thing today. And fortunately, I thought we didn't, again, change our approach hitting-wise. I thought our guys did a good job of not trying to really over-adjust to what he was trying to do to us. We get the big double by Dane, staying in the gap, and then Munster gets on top of the ball. And some guys, again, just did some things that pressured them, forced them into a couple mistakes, and just had some big hits, to kind of put ourselves in position. So I thought Lance Hogue, give him a lot of credit, too. He really battled early. I mean, and, they put a lot of hits on the board. Fortunately, they didn't put a lot of runs up with those hits. So we must have been making some pitches at the right times to get ourselves out of some jams. So give him a lot of credit, too, because he didn't, he had a tough time with them on Saturday and bounced back today. I thought competed extremely hard for us. And then, obviously, this guy here threw real well at the back end.
I know. Open it up for questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Coach, just talk about the way you guys fought through this game. The last two games at Lawrence were kind of tough for you guys. Just talk about how competitive you were.
It's just one of those things where in baseball, you play the game so quickly, you better have short-term memory. So, this is kind of what we told the guys. That really ended the regular season, and this started a whole new season for us, the tournament. So, but our guys, again, came out and they did a great job with just approaching the game the way they should. I mean, there was really no thought process to me of what took place over the weekend.
Jordan, can you take me through that final play where their center fielder dived for the ball and kind of missed it? When did you realize that you got behind them? What was going to go through your head?
I just remember two outs, and then I see Robbie hit a nice line drive up to center, and I was hoping that he'd dive for it because I thought that was the only way he was going to get it and hopefully get by him and score. And then I saw the ball bounce up behind him, and I just started running and because I knew I had to score with the last inning coming up, and James was going to finish out the game for us. And luckily he dove and almost made a great play, but got behind him and we got the run.
This is a question for the two players. Last time you guys played Kansas in the run, the whole run rule thing, was that in the back of your minds at all going into this game?
Well, me as a pitcher, I saw that you can see that they can hit, but it kind of stuck in the back of my mind, just kind of determined me to hit every spot and lock in with Rob, because if not, they're a great hitting ball club and they can hit with mistakes real well.
We had two games that are pretty bad. I don't think one day was much better than the rest. Just luckily they tried to keep the runs down a little bit on Saturday so we could play the whole game, because we play all nine, I guess, here in the Big 12. So it was pretty nice to actually get that game in. But, they're a great hitting ball club, and then they had pitchers come in and, throwing strikes and getting outs and keeping us off balance all night. And luckily today, we're getting hits, once every inning or so, give us some confidence, keep everybody a little bit more confident at the plate, a little bit not so much pressure on ourselves. And luckily we got some big hits that forced some pressure onto them, and they made some errors, and we got were able to capitalize.
Brad, can you talk about how you're setting up the pitching for this series with Lance?
Well, obviously, we were going to short rest AJ, so he's still going to be slightly short rested. But at the same time, Lance was 55 pitches on Saturday. He was more than ready to come back today, and that way it still allows AJ that extra day to be able to throw tomorrow night.
James, just talk about the comfort level you seem to have out there. What were you seeing from the KU batters that you like so?
The KU, they're really good. I made, in the second inning I pitched in the last game, I made a lot of mistakes, and they capitalized on them. But with the defense out there, I could let up a couple mistakes and they'll make amazing plays. So I was just got really comfortable, and I like the guys playing behind me. So
is there a confidence, is it a confidence booster? They left nine guys on base first five innings. First and third, nobody out, leadoff double, and those guys are stranded out there. What kind of feeling does that give your side? Get Lance battling like that?
I think that's what it's all about. If they punch across those runs, that makes it real tough. Also makes the weekend kind of come back a little bit quicker in your memory. Like I said, Lance really competed hard for us, did a great job, and again, made some pitches when he had to not allow them to score. And that's what it's all about. So it's a game of momentum swings, and they didn't quite get those momentum swings. And every time they don't score with all those runners in position, obviously that's a letdown for them, and obviously it gives us some more confidence too.